I wish we knew more about Philip Heseltine. I have a feeling that he was amongst a group of people in the 1920s who really started to be fascinated by the supernatural. Don't forget that this is the time when electricity and telegraphs and that whole form of communication was just starting. It was a time of the birth of aviation. And there was so much changing in the world at such a fast pace in the 1920s. It was just a fascinating time to be alive, I'm sure. Well, one of the things that isn't as often known is that there were people who started having seances, being interested in the occult. And I have a distinct feeling that that was the case with Philip Heseltine, who took the pen name Peter Warlock. It wasn't a coincidence that he chose that last name for his pen name. And I think he was a little bit of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from what I've read, that he was a sort of, you know, scholar of Elizabethan and Renaissance music by day, a sort of clean-cut character, but at night he would, you know, experiment with different things, and in his music sometimes he would experiment with different things. As a composer, he kind of let out that sort of other side of him, I guess it would be the Mr. Hyde part. I also kind of think of it as a sort of, with Schumann, you know, he had in his mind, he had two contrasting characters within him, Florestan and Eusebius, who would have pulling him in different directions, whether it was Apollonian or Dionysian, and maybe it was that way with Peter Warlock. I just wish we knew more. Unfortunately, he died at the young age of 36, shortly, just a few years, I think, after writing this piece. And he died by suicide, which is another big mystery here, too. So you have to wonder what was going on in his mind. Now, the Capriole Suite doesn't tell that story at all, really. Other than he injects certain pungent darkness dissonances gradually over the course of the short six movements. There are six dances, and the whole thing takes 11 minutes. So they're very, very short dances, and they're lovely. They have a quality which is either stately or tender. There are fast and slow dances alike, and they're all based on earlier dances and based on a treatise that he saw that was written by an actual a cleric writing about French dance forms in the 1500s. Coincidentally, the cleric didn't want his real identity known with this work about secular dance, so he used a pen name as well. That might have been the inspiration for Peter Warlock to take a pen name. It certainly was the inspiration for the title of this short dance suite, because in that treatise by the French cleric about the 16th century dances, one of the characters in the treatise explaining it is a lawyer named Capriole. And so these are actual dances lifted right out of the book, but then injected in a sort of somewhat 20th century flair. There's a bit of the influence of Bartok in the last few movements, when there's more and more of the dissonances being introduced, more and more of the 20th century being brought in.